This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at LinkedIn.com/decide. That's LinkedIn.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Time for some overreaction Monday, okay? And this is the part of the show where it's exactly how it sounds. We had football on Saturday and Sunday. Mm-hmm. People have all these opinions of what they want to say. It's time to overreact, and
who knows
people go wrong?
If it is exactly an overreaction.
Yeah.
Can I just start with the impact these officials are having on games?
Go ahead.
Is that fair?
Please do.
Because I don't want to say one team or another is looking great or not. Commanders, I could go on and on about how fantastic they are, and these big hats people are wearing all of a sudden now. I want to react to that, by the way.
The big hats.
Okay, it's cute, but if it starts becoming a thing – coaches are going to be on the sideline.
Wearing the big ass.
The big noggin is what it's called. Anyways, so there were several games over the weekend where specifically your Ravens got screwed, in my opinion, yesterday by an official who rules that a catch. What are we doing with this replay system? Because you look at it and you go, by the rule, there really is no way that's a catch, right? So I see even players are tweeting out, I don't even know what a catch is. Did you see the Saints guy last night? Olave, right? Is
yep.
that my saying?
Olave.
Olave. Olave. Olave. Ran like three steps with the ball. Falls down. They rule it incomplete. What is a catch? Explain this to me.
I don't.
Patriots
know.
Got screwed. Ravens got screwed. And more specifically, I got screwed because I had both the Ravens and the Patriots. So when these leagues are getting in bed with some of these places, it's like, come on, you got to get better officials. Or at least better decision-making that doesn't affect all of us, because you don't want it to look like WWE, because sometimes it feels like that.
Yeah, that's a fair gripe.
A
I know
gripe?
A lot of people on Twitter have been annoyed with the officiating college basketball. The reviews are still just take
just,
way too long.
It's
okay. 2022. We should have figured this out by now. I still don't get how there's not a chip in the football yet. And, like, the goal line, the pylon in the NFL are, like, the first down marker, right? Like, shouldn't we have technology that's good enough to just know whether or not it's a first down?
But this is where I'm arguing that it's all about the theater now. The big buildup.
Yeah.
The 5-minute review, the important play.
That's fair.
It's almost part of the deal.
The human
now.
Element type
yeah,
deal.
It's like,
yeah.
Red carpet type stuff.
That's fair. Interesting. My overreaction on this Monday, Frank, is that the AFC North, you know, after the Ravens lost in heartbreaking fashion yesterday to the Jags, the Bengals go on the road in Tennessee, and they win without Ja'Marr Chase, without Joe Mixon. Now all of a sudden people think the Ravens are in trouble in the AFC North. Well, I think the Bengals are a better team. I absolutely think they're better. Their schedule is just brutal. The Bengals have the second toughest schedule remaining. The Ravens have one of the easiest. The Ravens play home against Denver this week. They still have to play Pittsburgh twice, at Cleveland, home against Atlanta, and then at Cincinnati. Okay? Those are their six games. The Bengals, meanwhile, as the Steelers almost get an interception, the Bengals, meanwhile, have to play Kansas City at home this week, home against Cleveland, at Tampa, at New England, home against Buffalo, home against Baltimore.
Oof. Okay.
So, again, the Bengals are the better team, and I think that wouldn't surprise me if they won the AFC North, but the schedule is telling me that the Ravens are still the team that I would choose. Not to mention the Ravens are in a better spot. They're 2-0 right now in the divisional games. The Bengals are 1-3. And the Ravens have already won a game against the Bengals head-to-head. So, yeah, the Ravens, those Ravens-Steelers games are huge. The Ravens got to win those. And
oh,
there's a pick.
Oh, there's
for the
a
Steelers.
Matt Ryan pick.
Where's the bell?
I got the bell.
Where's the
bell?
You
got two bells.
There it is.
Right on cue, my friend.
Love that.
Boy, is he bad.
Frank, you could just see it coming. Could just see it coming. But that's my overreaction. So what do you think about that? Would you agree the Bengals are better?
Yes.
But the schedule, I mean, that is just brutal.
But here's my contrarian view on that. They lost to the Jacksonville Jaguars. And I know you have an asterisk next to it, and you say, well, I expected that. But you can't look at the schedule and go, oh, this is easier for us when we just lost to Jacksonville.
I get that. But they always struggle in Jacksonville.
Always.
Always. Their road games coming up are at Pittsburgh, at Cleveland, and at Cincinnati. Their three remaining road games are all divisional games. Mm-hmm. So it's not like they're going to overlook anybody. Those are going to be tough games. Which they could lose all three. They could win three. They could go 2-1, 1-2, whatever it is. And then their home games are Atlanta, Denver, and Pittsburgh. All of those teams are below 500.
If you don't take care of Denver,
that's very alarming.
Then that's going to be a
that's,
problem.
That's bad. Greg Roman should be gone yesterday.
Nathaniel Hackett's still employed.
He still is.
He's still there. Still
that
head coach.
Man. He's got some dirt on the front office.
What is going on there?
I think they just know the season's a lost cause, so why make
why not make a change?
Well,
just
I guess.
Fire him and bring in an interim coach.
Yeah,
you're not
going to
pay the guy anymore.
I don't know. Another one of my overreactions, Frank. Nathaniel Hackett. What a disaster. Over to college football. And I can't wait for the college football playoff rankings, which come out tomorrow, because it's going to be big to see which team is 5 and which team is 6 between Ohio State and Bama. And everybody's talking about the fact that they should keep Ohio State at number 5 over Bama, because Ohio State has 1 loss and Bama has 2 losses. Alabama's 2 losses were to top 10 teams on the road.
And by like a combined what?
4 points on the final play of the game. Ohio State got embarrassed at home. Lost
sure
by
did.
23 points.
Barely beat Maryland.
Got manhandled.
Barely beat Maryland.
Get people hate Alabama. I get they're tired of seeing them in the college football playoff. But, Frank, here's the important question we got to ask ourselves. If you're Georgia, you're the number one team in the country, and you're asking Georgia players, coaches, and fans, who is the team you would want to see the least in the playoff?
Alabama.
And it's not even close.
Right.
They say Alabama 10 out of 10 times.
10 out of 10 times. Who is Georgia playing in the SEC title game?
LSU.
Right. Oh, LSU got it.
Because even though LSU has 3 losses, one of those losses was to Florida State, so it's not an SEC loss.
I see. Okay.
So since both Bama and LSU have 2 SEC losses, but LSU beat them head-to-head, they play in the SEC championship game.
How about we talked about this yesterday. What's his name? Saving his job. Head coach of Texas A&M.
Jimbo.
Probably.
I think buyout's at like $85 million if they let him go. I mean, even for Texas A&M, like, that's too much money.
Right.
So, you know, Frank.
So you're saying Alabama deserves to be at least 5 for now. And maybe at the end of the day we'll sneak in again?
I do.
Wow.
If Ohio State would have lost a close game, if that would have been a 3-point game, 7-point game down to the wire, fine.
Yeah.
If you're at home after what happened last year, and you do
and you
that against your biggest rival, Bama lost on the road. It's tough to play on. Did you see what Ohio State looked like against Maryland the week before
That's
on the
what
road?
I'm saying. Yeah.
It's tough to win
and
on the road.
And here's the other thing, to your point, if you put Alabama in the top 4, they probably will be favored in each game. So
they
maybe that's your
will.
Point.
And Ohio State probably will be too. But, you know, it's tough for him.
Would you, right today, if you put Michigan against Alabama, I would lean Alabama.
Oh, easily. That's a good point. Michigan, Ohio State, especially after what just happened on a neutral field, I would say Ohio State is probably like 2.5-point favorites, 2-point favorites. Ohio State's favored.
And Georgia and Alabama would probably be a pick 'em.
Georgia minus 3, maybe.
Right, basically, yeah.
Yeah, something like that.
All right, well, this under's looking good so far, bro.
It is looking. Pickett just got sacked to take him out of field goal range. Can't make that mistake.
Mm-mm.
After that interception, they can't get any points off it. So that is not good for the Steelers.
You need to,
Five and a half minutes going for.
You
just got to throw that away. You right now would have been another 47-yard field goal, so you got to get rid of that. But I'm so fascinated to see the college football playoff tomorrow, Frank, because Bama and Ohio State are both going to be off this week during championship week. So whichever team is higher, if USC slips up or even TCU, if one of those teams slip up, whichever team is five is going to be the team that's going to get in because they're going to be the next.
I see what you're saying.
That's
so
why
if they're five, they could get back in there.
If they're five, okay. that's why they're going to.
And I'll be honest with you, I've never been. I know you're an Alabama guy. You went there, but they're so great to root against.
Oh, I get that.
Does that make sense?
Of course, I get
it. So even though I'd be like, right. Oh, they're in, but okay, now I can root against them. They're like Duke.
It's like Duke. I was just going to say. It's like Duke
basketball.
It's
wonderful, right? Because yeah. That, you know, last year against Georgia was fun. It was
right.
Great.
And then, you know, there are people that say Tennessee should be ranked higher than Bama, which I also get because Tennessee beat them head-to-head. They both have two losses. Tennessee probably has the better resume with the teams that they've beaten. But at the end of the day.
They got rolled at South Carolina,
they gave
right?
up 63 yeah. to South Carolina.
Oof.
You just can't do
rolled.
That, right? You can't
yeah.
do that.
It's not how you start.
Right? All the teams in the top four currently. Georgia's undefeated. Michigan's undefeated. TCU's undefeated. USC, their one loss came by a point at Utah.
Utah.
Right?
Right, right.
No embarrassing right. losses. Tough loss. They've won everything else. Like, that's fine. Those are playoff caliber teams. Ohio State, I don't know if I can justify you losing by 23 at home and making the playoff.
No.
And I get Bama has two losses. I get that. And that's why still, even if they're at five, they're going to need help to get into the playoff.
Yes.
But if you ask Georgia, the team that they would least rather see,
they're
it's
not,
without
yeah,
a doubt.
I agree.
It's without
I
a doubt
agree.
Bama.
I agree.
So I think that's what the overreaction is. Everybody just thinks that Ohio State should still stay at five because of the one loss. But it's what that loss meant. It's the weight yeah. of that loss to Alabama's two losses. And at the end of the day, we want the four best teams in, the four teams that we think can win a national championship. We'll see what the committee does. What does your gut tell you? Think they put Ohio State five or Bama five?
I'm with you. I hope that it's Alabama at five, but because of that one loss,
I think
that's probably going to be the difference.
I agree.
Man.
I think it's going to be Ohio State too.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
we'll see what happens. College football, the futures odds, you can bet on who's going to win the national championship. Bama's at 25-1 right now, plus 2,500. So, again, you're taking a risk because those odds
right,
probably
no
change
right.
if they move up to number five. But just something to maybe consider if you want a little sprinkle there at 25-1.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.